For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by State Senator Kevin Kinney to discuss human trafficking. Kinney dealt with human trafficking here in Southeast Iowa firsthand while serving as a lieutenant with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. According to the senator, local, state, and federal officers have rescued some victims, but human trafficking remains a largely hidden crime that goes unnoticed by most Iowans.
Looking at the issue of human trafficking, is it more pervasive than someone might think?
It is. Since 2006, myself, I've worked on 13 different cases here in eastern Iowa, so it's out there. It uses the same underground network that drugs would use. They're just selling people instead of drugs, and a lot of times human trafficking goes right along with running weapons, running drugs. It actually right now has become the second most profitable crime because the commodity in which they're selling is reusable, and that person that's being trafficked is being sold over and over again, where drugs, you use it once and it's gone. So it's very profitable, and it can be very devastating to anyone that has ever gotten involved in something like this. It ruins lives.
And where do these children come from?
Well, they come from all over. They come from good families. They've come from broken homes. I've worked on a case where there was a group in recruiting in eastern Iowa here trying to get young people to go to other parts of the country. It seems like they like to go about 4 or 5 hours out of the cities to go out and recruit these people so they can get back. The people in Iowa, they tend to be a little more naive, or maybe not as street smart or street wise, and are a little more trusting. And a lot of these people come in and be very nice, and they are here just to get you away from your families and take you and make you basically their sex slave.
And are they using things like social media to connect to these kids?
In some cases they are, not at all. There's people that are watching the bus stations. There's people in the pedestrian mall in Iowa City. They're all over trying to prey on some of these young kids.
Now in your position as a legislator, looking forward to the years to come, are there any things specifically that you want to work towards, things that you see could make a real difference?
I think that getting a support group or a place where we can place these kids would be a priority for myself in the coming years. That isn't happening this year, but in years to come, I hope that we're able to set some type of a facility up where we can help these victims.
That was my conversation with State Senator Kevin Kinney for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.